Hi, my name is Dr. Mark Allen Derry, and I'm an infectious diseases specialist in New Orleans.
Hi, my name is Doc Griggs, and I'm a community medicine doctor and health literacy expert. This is the Noise Filter Podcast, where an infectious diseases physician,
that's me, and a health literacy and communications expert,
that's me, talk about what you need to know about COVID-19.
You can find more information about this show and our other daily live updates and Q&A show at noisefiltershow.com.
So let's get started.
COVID resurgence sends more young people to the hospital. As the Delta variant has spread throughout the nation, some doctors working in areas with high COVID rates say they've seen more hospitalizations of patients in the 18 to 36 demographic. As reported by the New York Times, they also seem to be getting sicker faster than young patients did last year. Doctors have described them as younger, sicker, and quicker. Some physicians think that the Delta variant itself is playing a part, but a few studies abroad have found that there is substance to the claim that the variant can cause more severe disease, but no evidence to suggest that it is worse for younger adults. It's also likely that the more severe cases are due to lower vaccination rates among young people. More than 80% of seniors in America are vaccinated, while less than half of those 18 to 39 have been inoculated. The vaccines have been shown to be incredibly effective against more severe illness, a protection many young people are currently going without. There may be another in the list of unique qualities of the Delta variant. In early August, an internal CDC slide deck was leaked, revealing that researchers found Delta to be as contagious as the chickenpox and its effects to be more severe in nearly every demographic. One Baton Rouge infectious disease expert says she thinks it's a new COVID. Drinking water crisis. Water covers over 70% of the planet. With that number, it seems unimaginable that we'd be facing a water crisis. Yet, here we are. As reported by the BBC News, climate change, global conflict, and overpopulation are some of the factors that are devastating the water supply in many areas around the world. Shockingly, 2 billion people are without access to safe drinking water. Now, according to the World Health Organization, more than 2 billion people only have access to water that is contaminated with feces, putting them at risk of such illnesses such as cholera and typhoid. It is estimated that around 500,000 people a year die as a result of drinking contaminated water. On the positive side, attention is now being focused on developing technologies that can help address access issues to clean water before it's too late. Watergen, an Israeli-based firm, is using air-to-water technology to deliver safe drinking water to remote areas of the world affected by conflict or climate change. The Earth's atmosphere contains 13 billion tons, or almost 29 trillion pounds, of fresh water. Watergen's machines work by filtering the water vapor out of the air. Using atmospheric water is advantageous because pipes don't need to be used to transport it, so there's no risk of contamination from heavy metals and no need for environmentally costly plastic bottles to hold the water. Also, a study conducted by the scientists from Tel Aviv University found that even in urban areas with polluted air quality, it is possible to extract water from the atmosphere and convert it to a clean and safe standard for drinking set by the World Health Organization. Another option is water harvested from icebergs. Icebergs contain some of the world's purest water, as the glaciers they come from were formed thousands of years ago. On average, a very large iceberg can provide a million people clean water for 3 to 5 years. However, the process of actually getting the water is dangerous and financially costly. Due to their size, icebergs can flip over in transit, causing fatal accidents. They must also be wrapped in specially designed insulated material to reduce the rate of melting in transit. Desalination using seawater reverse osmosis is yet another option for providing drinkable water. The process of modern desalination allows water to pass through a filter so that the salts get separated out. As a result, two streams are generated, one with drinkable water and one with high levels of salt. The stream with high concentrations in salts is put back to the sea after being properly diluted. However, the process is not without issues, as older factories still use less advanced methods, which pump the salty water back into the ocean without diluting it first. This can wreak havoc on ecosystems by reducing oxygen levels and increasing salt content. While scientists should be commended for trying to come up with viable options, it's not clear if these methods will be enough to avoid catastrophe. Global water resources are swiftly disappearing, and answers need to be found now. COVID-19 vaccination plans and equitable distribution. As a response to the COVID-19 pandemic, U.S. states have had to come up with plans for their vaccine distribution once COVID-19 vaccines were approved for emergency use by the FDA. The National Academies of Science, Engineering, and Medicine then had to come up with a framework to assist policymakers in planning for equitable vaccine allocation. A recent study by a team of researchers led by Dr. Juan C. Rojas at the University of Chicago examines how states in the U.S. subsequently plan to ensure equitable vaccine distribution. The study evaluates 51 COVID-19 distribution plans, one plan for each state and Washington, D.C., in order to determine which states planned for vaccine equity. States employ different criteria to determine what constituted a high-risk medical condition and therefore which groups would receive priority vaccine access. In some states, people aged over 65 were prioritized. In others, it was people over the age of 75. In addition, the most common conditions which were deemed high-risk across most states were diabetes and obesity. While these diseases were indeed high risk, sickle cell disease, which disproportionately affects African Americans, was only listed as a high risk condition in less than three quarters of state plans. This is a disproportionate impact on minority populations in the U.S. and how they're affected by COVID-19, thus exacerbating existing racial health disparities. Minority populations have approximately five times the greater risk of adverse COVID-19 complications and also tend to suffer from limited access to healthcare, socioeconomic difficulties, and unfortunately, racism. Plans for equitable vaccine distribution would ultimately help lessen the burden of the pandemic on minorities and under-resourced communities. However, only 21 states created health equity committees, and of these 20 states, only eight included minority group representatives. Dr. Rojas's team acknowledged that some state plans were in their early stages and that vaccine rollout efforts would likely continue to be adjusted and updated. Their study concludes with the aim that it will help inform ongoing equitable vaccination distribution efforts and that it would be used to guide policies for potential healthcare crises in the future. The current administration has made reducing health disparities one of its key aims, and equitable vaccine distribution would help to minimize these gaps. Vaccine distribution is an ongoing process, and with greater numbers of people getting vaccinated and increasing ease of access to vaccines, minority populations will hopefully receive their fair share of vaccinations as states continue to adjust their plans. Just as a reminder that COVID-19 and the human immunodeficiency virus do share the same risk factors. Doc Griggs?
Thanks for listening to the Noise Filter Daily Podcast. Dr. Derry and I have a daily show at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time where we go into more detail on stories and answer your questions about COVID-19.
You can find Doc Griggs at DocGriggs1 on social media, and you can find me at Dr. Mark Allen Derry or at DRDERY. You can follow us at Noise Filter on Instagram, Noise Filter NOLA on Twitter, and for more information about us and the show, you can go to noisefiltershow.com. Hey, Doc Griggs, any last words?
Remember, get checked, get fit, get moving. And remember to get some rest to boost your immune system. And Doc?
Protect yourself and others by staying home, and please wear masks when you go outside. Remember, health is a human right.